At the Crown Plaza Hotel in Warwick, Republican Donald Trump told supporters he's a winner.
You may say, please, please, we can't take it anymore, Mr. President. Please, please don't win anymore, Mr. President. And you know what I'm going to say? I'm sorry. We're going to keep winning. We're going to make up for lost time.
Trump addressed a crowd of at least 1,000 fans fewer than 24 hours before polls opened in Rhode Island and four other states. Trump is expected to win big just about everywhere. In Rhode Island, a public policy polling survey released Monday shows him at 61% among likely Republican primary voters. Trump slammed rival candidates Ted Cruz and John Kasich for joining forces in an attempt to block him from securing the nomination before the Republican convention.
Because it's a rigged system, because it's a corrupt enterprise, in politics, you're allowed to collude. So they colluded, and actually I was happy because it shows how weak they are. It shows how pathetic they are.
Trump's closest rival in Rhode Island, Ohio Governor John Kasich, made a pitch to voters at Bryant University on Saturday. He got big cheers for criticizing the negative tone of the presidential contest, saying it makes people cynical about politics.
It is not our job in public life to demean and disgrace the business of public life because we get into personal attacks against anybody. Win with ideas or go home. Just that simple.
Kasich seemed relaxed in the town hall setting with nearly 800 people. He spoke for about an hour about his childhood in Pennsylvania, his concerns about the national debt, and his belief that government should ease regulation to help small businesses.
See, the fundamental problem we've had in America is our leadership has been very poor. It's been very poor.
Pressed about his standing in third place in the Republican race, Kasich presented himself as the only candidate with workable policies and a chance to beat Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton in a general election. Bryant student and Connecticut resident Raymond Anastasia went to the rally hoping to be convinced.
My vote's up in the air. I think a lot of people's votes are up in the air. It's time for them to say specific things to bring us in.
What would it take to make up your mind? I mean, what are you waiting to hear?
Something very specific about how we're going to move the economy.
The economy was a top issue for Democrat Bernie Sanders, who addressed a large crowd on Sunday at Providence's Roger Williams Park. Organizers estimate some 7,000 people turned out to see him.
Together, we are going to create an economy that works for all of us, not just a handful of campaign contributors.
Sanders stuck mostly to domestic issues, mentioning his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton by name just once in a comment about the environment.
Now, Secretary Clinton tells us that she's concerned about climate change. Madam Secretary, if you are concerned about climate change, join me and impose a tax on carbon.
At the rally, 22-year-old Shamar Talley of Cranston said he wasn't really into politics before Bernie Sanders.
He's a real person, you know what I mean? You want a relatable human in the White House, not someone who's been around wealth their whole life and really can't resonate with the rest of us.
For Stephanie Carter of Warwick, the event was a family affair.
I have my two daughters and one of our friends and my husband. I just love his economic message about equality. I just think there's so much unfairness with the top earners making so much and so much poverty.
Poverty and the economy were also at the top of Hillary Clinton's list when she rallied roughly 1,000 supporters at Central Falls High School on Saturday. Clinton was welcomed by Governor Gina Raimondo and members of the state's congressional delegation.
I love this little state. I have so many friends here. I know how resilient and hardworking the people in this state are.
Central Falls is home to a majority of Latino residents, a group Clinton is expected to need to win the state's primary. It's also one of the poorest communities in the state, and Clinton promised to improve the economy.
I want to get us back into the job creation business. I want us to make many more investments in infrastructure, our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, our ports, our airports, our water systems.
Two polls, one released Sunday and another Monday, suggest a tight race between Clinton and Sanders. The first poll from Brown University showed Clinton with a 9-point lead, but 16% of voters remained undecided. In the second poll from Public Policy Polling, more voters were surveyed, and the results showed Sanders with a 4-point edge. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.